In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. There will be a water rate increase of 7% and a sewer rate increase of 6% in the city of St. Joseph after city commissioners approved the change on Monday night. Commissioners were told the Water Services Joint Operating Board established the increases in February, deeming them necessary to fund ongoing water and sewer system improvements. Mayor Laura Goose had questions about what the average family's bill would be.
So the quarterly fee that this residents would get would be going from the $198.25 per quarter to the $209.18 per quarter. And that's like an average bill.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
The rate increase works out to an average of $10.93 per quarter or $43.72 per year. St. Joe's City Manager John Hodgins said the decision was made several years ago. Yearly increases would be needed to fund water system work, noting recent efforts to replace old lead water lines alone have increased costs. The new rates take effect in July. We've all been dealing with the coronavirus pandemic for 2 years now. There's been less travel, although that's picked up in the past year. Pure Michigan's Dave Lorenz says they had to make adjustments.
I could write a book, actually. It has been, as it has been for everyone, very interesting and challenging last couple of years. You'll remember that we entered the COVID period with zero funding.
Now inflation and gas prices are up, but Lorenz expects people will still take their vacations and travel, but expects them to spend less. He expects residents will stick closer to home and says there are many places in Michigan to visit. Pawpaw River County Park and Water Elite could be getting some improvements. Berrien County Parks Director Jill Adams tells us the county in 2020 acquired 63 acres of land next to the existing park. Due to the parcel being across the river, it isn't currently accessible from the park. However, Adams says the county is hoping to seek a grant to change that.
So we would put in a pedestrian bridge over the river, and we'd expand the hard surface trails throughout the 63 acres, as well as build overlook decks and work on the river stabilization so that we could have fishing access.
The Berrien County Board of Commissioners this week could consider whether to let the Parks Department seek a $300,000 grant from the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund.
The overall amount of the project would be $400,000, and that would include $300,000 in grant funds with a $100,000 match.
Adams says applicants for the state grant program typically learn in December if they've been approved. The county needs to apply by April 1st. If the grant is obtained, the county could begin the work at Pawpaw River County Park next year. Firefighters from Covert Township, Bangor, North Berrien, and South Haven Area Emergency Services were called to a burning home on 82nd Street near the Van Buren-Berrien County line on Sunday night. By the time they arrived, the house was fully involved with fire and was destroyed. Firefighters were successful at preventing the flames from spreading to a neighbor's home. Officials have not said if anyone was hurt, but two vehicles were destroyed. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.